Well, the new school year is right around the corner, but are you feeling like the high school your teenager is heading to is just not quite the right fit? And are you looking for a traditional Catholic education that will graduate your child ready to move on to their next chapter and ready to take on those challenges? Well, opening this year is a new Chesterton Academy right here in Portland. And joining me today to tell you why they are part of this new school, it is Roy Friend, the academic dean and one of the humanities teachers, and Christina Fadre, a parent and one of the school board members. Roy and Christine, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Thank you for having me.
Christine, I'd love to ask you this. First, you are a board member, but you're also a parent who will have children in the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pierre Giorgio Frassati. Kind of tell our listeners why you chose to take your kids and send them to a brand new high school.
Well, I would say that probably about 7 years ago, I had my children in a school, very nice school, but we felt drawn to homeschool. And my first year homeschooling, I must admit, I'm sure most agree with this, it was very difficult. But my second year, I fell into, I call it falling into classical education. I did not know what it was. And I found a program that had provided just a foundation going back from the ancient times to modern times, along with our faith was just blended within all of it. And I myself started learning about my faith, and I wanted this for my children. And at that time, I was using a program called Aquinas Learning. And then some other families in the area started a co-op. And a year later, I joined this co-op. And so my children got to the point where high school was looming. And again, another beautiful group of people started talking about Chesterton, and it fit within exactly what would continue on with what we were doing.
Well, Chesterton Academy is preparing to open its doors. It has a principal, it's got faculty, and it's got a great location. I think a location that is really central for so many people to be able to get to. Roy, tell us a little bit about your location and why this particular place so pivotal to the Chesterton model.
Well, the school is going to be located in Aquinas Hall at Holy Rosary Catholic Church. And the blessing with that location is that we are going to be, as you said, right next to Christ. We're going to be just one building over from where Christ is enshrined in the tabernacle. That means that as part of our model, we are able to offer to the students a daily Mass schedule. We are going to, as a school, go over to Holy Rosary and join the Dominican friars for Mass. Now, why is that important? I mean, we're all Catholic here. We all know why this is important, but it is something that allows us as a school to experience the one thing necessary, which is an intimate and loving relationship with our Lord. And we won't be doing that simply on our own. We won't be doing that in our spare time. We will be baking that into our school experience, into our curriculum. We're going to be joining the Dominican Fathers for the Mass and sometimes for other sacraments. And that is going to accomplish the one great goal that we have, the one vision that we have in this school, which is to create that environment so different from the environments of other schools. We're going to create that environment where the students learn to encounter the love of Christ, to encounter Christ himself, and to grow in friendship with him. Christina, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I'd like to just, what you said was wonderful. I would like to add on just what the daily Mass, just a little bit more on that. And, I know school, there are many things that are measurable. There are rubrics, test scores, grades, but what is immeasurable is this encountering of the love of God and the fostering of this great love in our souls. And when you ponder this gift, our soul, we are made eternal creatures, and that is wondrous. It leaves me, well, speechless. So as a parent who will have two children attending this year, that brings such consolation that they will have this opportunity along with all the academics on top of that. And it does remind me of that, the story of our namesake patron, Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. Pier Giorgio went to a very elite school at the time. He was failing one of the important subjects of the time, which was Latin. So to remind those students who are taking Latin today, have heart. But because of that, he had to transfer to another school. And this particular school had daily mass available. And at that time, parents actually had to give permission for their child to attend daily mass, but more importantly, to receive Holy Communion on a daily basis. And we know that Pier Giorgio did ask his parents and was given permission, which is also a beautiful grace from God, because at that time, his parents, I guess, were described as being barely agnostic in their faith. And so here we have this young man who today on the road to sainthood, who was in an environment where he could encounter the love of God. And so that just, that story touches my life. It makes me think of how my children will have that as well.
We know raising young people, I myself gone through this, you know, everything in the world is trying to pull away from what is good, right, and true. And we know that within our Catholic faith, well, that is where righteousness and truth lies. I think it's so beautiful to be able to just join in with the community there at Holy Rosary and show these children that, yes, Christ, carry Christ with you, not only all day today, but throughout your life by the example of people who are there. Roy, you are the academic dean and also the humanities teacher. Tell our listeners a little bit about the curriculum, the classes that kids every day will be able to attend at Chesterton Academy.
Well, as you said earlier, this school is going to be introducing the children to the truth and the goodness and the beauty of Christ as it has been represented in the church, as it has been incarnated in the church, not just today, but throughout all of salvation history. So what that means is we are going to be looking at the entire Western tradition. We're going to be looking at, in our literature courses, we're going to be looking at everything from the Greek epics. We're going to be going up through the Middle Ages, reading Dante, reading Beowulf. We're going to be reading Augustine's Confessions, and then we're going to move forward into more modern periods as well. We're also going to be learning theology. We're going to be learning the Old and the New Testaments. We're going to be learning moral theology. But remember, in order to be able to do theology well, you also have to have a solid grounding in philosophy. So at that point, we're also going to be teaching the students how to think. History will be able to give them an accurate Catholic understanding of history, of his story, the story of God. In order to have a solid, rounded-out education, we'll have math, we'll have science courses, these science courses built to instill the wonder that is studying God's creation. We will also have drama. The students will learn to act. The students will learn to sing. The students will learn to speak Latin so that they can plug themselves into the great tradition that is scholarship in Latin. And the students will also learn some debate courses so that they'll be able to have meaningful discussions in a respectful manner.
I am joined today by Parent Board member Christine Fondre and also the academic dean, Roy Friend. They are part of the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. It is opening up, well, just actually in a few weeks right here in Portland at Holy Rosary Church. Well, Roy and Christine, I've enjoyed our conversation so much, but there is a lot more I want to know about the new Chesterton Academy, but I am coming up against my break. Will you both stay with me through the break so we can continue our discussion in our next half hour?
Yes, of course.
I am back with Roy Friend and Christine Fondre. They are both part of the new Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. It is opening up this fall. In fact, in just a few weeks, because we know the school year is just right around the corner, there is still time to get your kids enrolled. And they're joining me today to let us know a little bit more about what's going on at Holy Rosary Church this year. Roy and Christine, thank you so much for staying with me today.
We're glad to be with you, Brenda.
Roy, you know, we talked about all of the different subjects that are going to be taught at Chesterton Academy. You said math was one of those things, but I've got to say, this Chesterton model, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, yeah, it's missing a number there. So tell our listeners a little bit about this Chesterton model so that way they don't think your math is off.
All right. Well, definitely glad to do that. So I'll breeze through the different numbers real quick. So the one is one vision. We are committed as a school to creating environments where students encounter the love of Christ. The two refers to two anthropologies. We are going to be offering, of course, the Christian worldview, the Christian anthropology, and we are doing that in distinction, in opposition to the common world anthropology of secular humanism. The three talks about the three pillars of student growth that we would, that we hope to foster in this school, that being intellectual growth. It is a school after all, but most importantly, the spiritual growth, that is the growth that one has in their relationship with Christ, and character growth, one's personal virtue. The four speaks to the four themes of the Chesterton Academy. Now, these themes are present both in the way that we teach in the classroom, but also chart kind of the growth over the 4 years. So these themes are anticipation, the anticipation of Christ, the incarnation, the culmination, which is can be linked to kind of the growth of the church if you look at it from a historical standpoint, and then the application, that's us going out into the world and living the life with Christ among the people. Now, of course, there's no five. That's why it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. And those six hallmarks is what the number six refers to. These six hallmarks of Chesterton Academy are that we'll have an incarnational environment. We live the faith in the world. The transcendentals, we already spoke a bit about truth, goodness, beauty, which are all different names for God. The third one is recovering the lost tools of learning. We want to lean into the classical model of education and really teach people how to live as the Western tradition taught people how to live, with virtue and with all the tools necessary to live a good life. And then five, we really lean into the Socratic seminar style of learning. That's something that happens in many of the courses that we will be teaching. Not just philosophy, not just the humanities, but the Socratic style will be an important tool that the children will learn. And six, we will be leaning heavily on the wit and wisdom of G.K. Chesterton, who is the inspiration of this school model. For those who don't know about Chesterton, Chesterton was a 20th century journalist and is considered one of the great Catholic philosophers and evangelists. He was a great literary wit, and he is one of my personal heroes. I just love the man. If you read his work, it can be difficult at times, but it is always rewarding.
I am talking today with Roy Friend. He is the academic dean and a humanity teacher at the New Chesterton Academy, opening this fall right here in Portland. And also joining us is Christine Faudre. She is a parent and a board member. Well, Christine, just listening to that explanation of how well-rounded and how just academically strong the school is, that's a top-notch education. And oftentimes we know with top-notch educations like this, it also comes with a very hefty price tag. But you there at Chesterton Academy have been working to make sure that this is a program that is also affordable. Kind of tell our listeners a little bit more about how you're doing that.
Well, with Chesterton, they do want to make the school affordable for all families. And how they do that is they take the average cost of all the private schools in the area and then average it, and then they go ahead and they lower another 45%. So that's how we try to make it affordable for all families. But in that, making it affordable, there is that differential that we run into to be able to run and thrive. And in that way, we do rely heavily on the generosity of our donors and benefactors, you know, helping out with pouring out those treasures that our Lord has blessed people with and just seeing if they would also portion out those to others. And so, but that is how we make it affordable for our families in the area.
And Christine, there is still a little time left before the school year starts. Tell our listeners if they are interested, if they feel like this school is going to be the right fit for their high schooler, how can they find out more information, maybe get in touch with somebody about getting them signed up?
Well, they can definitely go to our website. We are still taking enrollment. And our website is www.chestertonforsaudi.org.
Well, again, it sounds like it's so exciting, such a huge endeavor to open up a brand new high school, but it sounds like, well, it is going strong with the prayers of Blessed Giorgio Frassati. And of course, we know God on our side. How can we ever fail? Roy, Christine, thank you so much for your time today. Boy, and God bless you in the new school year.
Thank you very much, Brenda.
And again, that is Roy Friend, the academic dean and humanities teacher, and also Christine Faudre, one of the parents and board members of the Chesterton Academy of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. I will be sure to add a link on the podcast of this interview that's going to get you right to their webpage. You can find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com and, of course, the Hail Mary Media app.